people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another verse of the news. Donald Trump ordered strikes on military sites in Venezuela, U.S. officials have told the BBC's U.S. news partner, CBS, after several explosions rocked the capital, Caracas. Plumes of smoke were seen rising from the Venezuelan capital early on Saturday morning. A national emergency has been declared. The Venezuelan government said in a statement that it rejected the denounced U.S. military aggression. The White House and the Pentagon have not yet publicly commented. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has called on Zambians to change their mindset and embrace the enactment of Bill 7, describing it as a progressive law designed to benefit the public. Youth Life Project Director Mike Nkosi has urged young people to take an active role in governance issues and resist being drawn into illicit activities and political violence as the country prepares for the upcoming general elections. And rescue operations are ongoing in Nairobi after the Friday collapse of a multi-story building under construction left at least four people trapped, according to Kenyan authorities. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet kasuya.
Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Building a business is one thing. Growing it takes the right partner. And with the many challenges that businesses face, financing should not be one of them. At Access Bank, when we say we love SMEs, we mean just that. Here for you at every stage of your journey with our cash flow lending facility. We're making business easier with collateral-free loans, allowing you to focus on what matters most. Growth. Ready to apply for your collateral-free loan? Call your relationship manager or call 202 or simply visit any of our branches today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Being bold is actually beyond pressing shift keys. It's beyond shaving machines. It's beyond reversing a cancerous disease. Being bold is coming to the understanding that the harvest is more than plenty, but those willing to put in the work are few. Turn quickly to the book of Matthew, past 28 chapters and come to verses 19 and realize the mandate is to look at the world and all its nations and say to ourselves, therefore, I'll go too. I'll go and love my neighbor enough to want to see them in heaven. I'll go and be compassionate enough to share the gospel with no fear end. I'll remember that persecution must be for his name's sake, because I'm grafted in. To God, we kids are namesakes. The practicality requires me to step into faith. Convos to point to the true source in the Bible to pronounce the gospel. I share my testimony to shame the past and the accusers thereof. I share the message of his goodness, and it is to church I invite you. I step into prayer and offering daily support to the brethren, being a good example of righteous standing to all my sisters, and then realize that it's time we disciples went out to disciple others, to disciple the world into getting to know the God of the Bible. So go ye into the world and share his word boldly. The call is to engage culture for his glory.
Our mission
is
to empower and equip believers for the Great Commission by delivering godly and relevant content that speaks to each member of the family. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Life-changing health program, promoting your lifelong physical and emotional well-being. Welcome to Your Health Space.
A lovely welcome to My Health Space, a program that comes your way every Saturday on Radio Christian Voice, and making sure that you get to know more about your health and just get to prevent those illnesses and just be a healthy person, a healthy family, a healthy community. Welcome to today's edition. My name is Margaret Mwanza, and we are on together for the next in the next 45 minutes. We're just going to talk about something that you do not even expect, and that is sleep. Now, who knows, sleep can be one of those topics that we can have here on Radio Christian Voice, My Health Space. But yes, today we're having it, and we're just going to learn more about sleep and just how it is affecting your health and my health. Once again, my name is Margaret Mwanza, and in the studio with me, I'm joined by Mr. Aaron Fowler, and he is a sleep expert. He is just going to share with us what we are looking at today, that is sleep, just sleep, the sleep that you know. Every time you get to rest and you just call that sleep, it is the same sleep that we're talking about. And so, Mr. Fowler, welcome to today's edition of My Health Space.
I'm very grateful to be here.
Okay, to get started, we're just going to look at the word sleep itself. What is sleep?
Sure. Well, the thing about sleep is it's very it's something we all do. One third of our lives is spent in sleep, but we spend very little time thinking about it. Defining sleep is very difficult because it encompasses so many factors. But one definition just says it's a natural process. This recurring of a dormant state. So, but maybe in layman's terms, it's just a time when we can rest and rejuvenate, and also restore our mental facilities, our mental, our mind, and even our emotions are affected by sleep.
Okay. And what happens to our bodies, our brains, when we sleep?
Sure. So a lot of us think that sleep is just one thing. Sleep is actually a variety of things happening during the night. So we go through stages, and I believe we'll be talking about stages a little bit later, but as we go to sleep, our brain continues to function. Different parts of the brain become alive and respond, and they start off processes that rejuvenate and heal our bodies. They strengthen our immune system. They organize our memories. There's many functions that they do. All of these take place while our eyes are closed and we're not aware of it. And when we wake up in the morning, we're refreshed if we've had good sleep.
I'm interested in that part where you say, you know, you're not aware of what is happening. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people saying when you sleep, you're more like dead.
Right. Yes. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're very much alive when you're asleep. So we are not dead. It does resemble death to us watching someone sleeping because they're lying in a still state. But inside their brains and inside their bodies, they're very much alive. And in certain stages of sleep, as I think we'll probably talk about a little later, the different parts of the brain will become active. And one part of our sleep Well, there's something surprising, so just hang in there and you'll hear that.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to learn more